Welcome to today's 5-Minute Musar. We continue with our 40 days of practice during the Jewish month of Elul to prepare ourselves for the coming New Year and the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Today, we begin our discussion of what is Musar. We will limit our scope to what it is as a daily spiritual discipline today. Later podcasts will address the Musar movement of the 19th century and, more recently, and Musar's methods. Musar is a traditional Jewish path of spiritual development, when practiced correctly and daily, leads to awareness, wisdom, and transformation. Drawing on Torah, the wealth of Jewish wisdom literature, and life experience, Musar teachings seek and provide accurate and useful insights into our human nature. One foundational insight is that we all have a curriculum provided by God to work toward mastering over the course of our lives. The ideal path provided by Musar of how one is to live and direct her or his life follows the path of a traditional Jewish life, relying on over 2,000 years of rabbinic literature and observance of mitzvot, commandments. Musar is a pathway to embodying the ideals of Jewish observance. The daily practice of Musar's intention is to be on a life journey toward holiness, kedusha. This path is one of awareness and spiritual development of one's character traits, known as personality traits, and what we will call soul traits in English, and midot in Hebrew. This is included in this concept of midot, are one's personality, character, appetites, aversions, strengths, and weaknesses. Torah provides guidance on the ideal for each of the soul traits, and that improving our midot is the practice and path toward holiness. Because we are returning, turning, repairing, and improving ourselves through our lives as a lifelong practice, Musar is referred to as tikkun midot, meaning soul trait repair. The treasury of Musar teachings and practices in the Jewish tradition have been handed down generation to generation, usually male teachers to male pupils, and only within some Orthodox communities until recently. These teachings and practices help us understand our true nature and purpose as holy souls, created in the image of God, and help penetrate the barriers that obstruct our inner light. This highlights a second foundational Musar teaching, which is that we are all unique souls, having our own unique curriculum, following a unique life path. Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian, who was born in 1876 and died in 1970. He was a student of Rabbi Simcha Ziffel Brodia of Kelm, one of the three houses of Musar. And for more than 70 years, he was an active teacher of Musar. Describe Musar as teaching the heart what the mind already understands. I have found from my 19 years of Musar practice and 15 years of Musar teaching that many of us seek Musar because our heart already understands. Meaning, on some deep level, we already knew what God wants from us. We heard that small, still voice. However, it is our minds and hands, our deeds, that need to understand. For the majority of modern Musar students, myself included, do not come from Reb Elia's Orthodox world of observance. We have to witness and learn over time what the Jewish community and tradition offer as daily life. And more foundational, we have to practice with observance, with what it means to be a Jew and how to live as a Jew, with our daily deeds, with our hands and feet, and to internalize and embody a life of Musar. Musar today is teaching the head and hands what the heart already knows.